Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. It is January 7th, 2023. I hope you had a wonderful holiday season with Christmas and New Year's, and you're safe and warm and snugly in your home. It has been in the West Coast a downpour drenching, and we are so happy for that in the West Coast. Those in the Midwest and the East, we welcome you also. Thank you for joining us live, 9 to noon Pacific time, every single Saturday, except maybe, you know, the best of every great once in a while. We have to have a break. And I'll tell you something that I just really feel bad about. And I sit here and brag over and over, year after year, about how I, though need to lose a pound or two, have good health due to what? What is it that I eat during the season that makes me healthy?
Egg McMuffin.
Well, that's the first thing.
Oranges.
My Placer County Mandarin oranges, Mountain Mandarin oranges, in my opinion, this is my opinion, this is not a medical, I'm not giving advice, the safest way to stay healthy is eat 4 to 5 mandarins a day. And I'm not talking any mandarin. It's got to be mountain mandarins from Northern California because there's something in the soil. Well, doggone it, they started running out, and they're getting all gross and old, and I just don't eat them anymore. And sure enough, guess what's happened? Listen to me. I've got a cold. And I got sick right around the time I stopped eating my mandarins because I'm out. Yeah, so it works. I am a testimony that my mountain mandarins from Northern California make me healthy. But, you know, I don't know. I've found one here. I've got one in front of me that's looking actually pretty good right now.
Now, are these the cutie you can buy?
No. Oh, my gosh. Don't say that brand.
Well, I'm just asking. Right?
No, those things are not as good as the ones up in Northern California.
Okay, cuties are grown in the valley. Like
wherever they're grown. All over. Yeah, I don't know where they're grown, but they're not a mountain mandarin. You have to look for mountain mandarins.
I didn't know that was a brand.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, it's not a brand, but it's known as mountain mandarins.
You've heard of a mountain man? Here we have mountain mandarins.
Yes.
Very different. I can't survive in the wild, but peel me.
Mountain mandarins.
And I'll help you fight off a cold.
If you're in New York, Chicago, Illinois, or anywhere in Illinois, you better ship those things out from Northern California. I tell you, it's worth the money to get those things out there. But you know what? We do have a few other off brands coming on because those of you who don't know, I do have a very small orchard, like 36, maybe 40, I don't know, mandarin trees, apple trees. And I really love the fruit that bears on all of our trees. I eat it fresh, and I think that helps me stay healthy, except now. So there we go. There is the scientific evidence. Frederick Penny, Radio Law Talk host, knows nothing about medicine or health, and is the epitome of no health. Actually, I just gave you some advice on eating mandarins. Oh, that's crazy. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Do not take anything we say serious. Don't go to court and say, hey, this is what Radio Law Talk said. Look, seek local counsel. We're talking. We're not giving you advice at all. Or even medical advice. Kind of, but, you know, not medical advice.
Yeah, look, if you're out there, you know, and getting ready to start some round of very aggressive treatment for some ailment, do not go, well, you know, I was going to do that, but I'll have some mandarins. And no, don't do that. This is not medical advice.
Sir, we're starting out
here. Has not been evaluated by the FDA.
Yes, <that's> not.
can you sign this document before you go in for heart surgery? You know what? I want you to is canceled. I've got four Mountain Mandarins here. I'm good.
One of them has a blue ox named Babe. No, sorry. That's different.
Yeah, don't listen to me for medical advice, by the way. So, anyway, we're excited to be here. Denise, how was your holiday? Good? I haven't seen you in a while, have I?
No, I've been gone. It was really nice holidays, very quick.
Good. Good.
Yeah,
we're back
very
to the
good.
Grind, aren't we?
I got some bling.
Oh, she's got new bling.
Oh, yeah. Lovely. Very
oh, my God.
Yeah, it's as shiny as our producer's face.
Ooh. All the fuss is gone. Now his job is over.
Yes, your face is clean.
Yes, thank you.
Let's see. Call us at 855 Law Radio or 855-529-7234 if you want to call in. We have case or no case. We're going to talk about Todd hands me something. Just say, what is it? We did what?
We did Cohen.
Okay.
1217.
All right. We're not going to do Cohen. We're going to do Rick Singer, Scott Peterson. I want to talk about the most expensive lawsuits of 2022. And that's what's important. We've got about, I'm telling you, we probably have 50 topics to go over today, and we're not going to obviously get to all of them. So we're going to pick. We're going to do like a lottery as to what lawyers want to talk about which ones, right?
So if you're playing topic bingo.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're playing topic
bingo. We should have uploaded a sheet for topic. Okay, who had... You get a Radio Law Talk t-shirt.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we've sent a few out. If you do want one, you can always ask. And we're not guaranteeing them, but we have people ask for t-shirts, and they've got them. They received them in the mail, and they thank me.
One t-shirt per listener, please.
Yeah, and info@radiolawtalk.com is our email. And we're also going to talk about we've got a few little lawyer jokes, we might say, but... Given that, you can set us up, Cal, for case or no case, just set us up? Or are you ready just to lay out the beginning of it?
I can give you a brief conk. Many times people leave a job under less than favorable circumstances. And when they do, sometimes they get irritated. And then when they get irritated, they act out against their former employer. And our first case or no case centers around just such a story. When a man gets fired from a very good job, and decides to make his company pay, shall we say.
That's the tease.
That's the tease you get.
What did you do for the holidays, Cal? I know we want to get started here, but I want to know what you did, because I haven't had time to talk to you.
I took the time off. And
stop. I'm going to interrupt you.
Yeah.
One thing that you guys don't notice on the radio, there is no Santa beard anymore.
It's all gone.
For you little kids listening, there is a true Santa, and he's sitting across the room with us behind the hermetically sealed glass.
That's true. Now, in 2 days, I want to share this with you. In 2 days, Mr. and Mrs. Hunter will observe, I say celebrate for me, but not for her, will observe our 52nd wedding anniversary.
Wow. Where's the clapping, Cal?
Well,
you're trying
well,
to,
I don't, I
you
hate
have
that,
to figure
you know, I hate
out
to clap for myself. But,
well, I feel sorry for Donna, but good for you.
I reminded Donna of that, and she, of course, went,
no!
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
right.
There you go.
Way out.
She's like, what? Now I've hung out with 52 years for you? Why?
52 years.
Well, you know what you can say, Cal, and I know this, and we're not going to get in details because we're very good friends.
Yeah.
What people don't realize, especially the younger generation, is you're going to have disagreements and arguments. That's part of marriage.
But I keep telling
and everyone's like, oh, yeah, I know. But see, Cal probably learned, I don't know if he's learned the two words that I learned in my marriage that make me very successful 37 years.
Oh, I know.
Stop snoring?
No.
There's that.
No, it's
shut up.
Yes, ma'am.
That's exactly
that.
Those are the words.
Yes, those are the two words.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yep.
You're so stupid if you try to argue with your spouse.
Yep.
You know, and here's the best part about our marriage, yes, ma'am, and I still go do what I want anyway. And I just have those puppy eyes. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. No, you did that on purpose, even though I said not to. Oh, you're right. I forget. I'm just so busy, I forget.
No, here's the key to a successful marriage.
Yeah.
It's easier to obtain forgiveness than permission. That's
Ooh,
all you need to know.
There you go. Hey, don't give us any advice.
I was just going to say,
Todd,
for those of you
advice.
In the military, it's three words. It's ma'am, yes, ma'am. Okay,
yeah. We don't want Todd's advice on marriage.
Yes. Notice I'm very silent on this issue.
We'll be back. We'll do our case or no case.
Yep, lots of stuff coming up right here on Radio Law Talk, including our first case or no case of the new year. That's next right here on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned.
Radio Law Talk and Radio Law Talk. radio.com.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed and dirty. It just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat inside.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack.
So we sell unlimited membership per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
Presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is no fun.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. info@radiolawtalk.com.
Okay, so we're back. And I guess because we heard all that stuff, it means Cal got the computer running.
Yes, thank goodness, yes.
All right, so case or no case, Cal, it was the setup was a guy fighting for the Union Army was shot Took a shot to the forehead. It was, what was it, a
musket?
Like a 63 caliber.
A 63 caliber musket ball to the forehead. He was behind enemy lines when he got shot. The Southern Army, the Southerners, they thought he was dead, right, or whatever.
No, they thought it was one of them.
He's
so bloody, yeah.
And so, long and short of it, though, he survives. He makes it back, and he's still got pieces of lead coming out of his head and clearly disabled. And he wants the question is, was he able to file a lawsuit or secure some sort of claim so that he could get disability benefits from the government? Is that right?
That's the long and short of it. Yes,
okay.
A pension for the Civil War. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, Cal, Denise said no case.
Yeah, she did.
And let me ask this one question, Denise, if you have it really, if you have the information at your fingertips. Where do we stand right now in points?
Oh, critical. Oh, by the way, double points Saturday because Fred's gone.
That's right. Fred is double points Saturday. So Denise said no case. Normally she'd get 2 points for that. If she's correct, she gets 4.
That's right.
Okay.
Right. I'm at 19.
Okay.
Fred's at 21.
All right.
And you're at 15.
And I'm at 4.
And you're at 9.
Oh, 9. Okay.
Right. Okay. She's at 9. He's at 9. All right. Mm-hmm. So tactically, if I said no case and kept pace with Denise, we either stay where we're at or both of us pick up 4 points on Fred. Now, I like to run with scissors. I like to live life on the edge. I have been known to dip an Oreo cookie in whole milk, maybe even full cream, not just 2% or that skim milk, you know, what, water with white dye in it.
Forget that low-fat stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, because I live on the edge, I'm going to say this is a case.
Okay.
And what the heck, I'm going to say he prevails. And this ends up being the start of something that we now all enjoy, or people in the military, benefit the people in the military enjoy, and it was because of the claim this guy started and he prevailed on.
I love the way you've spun that forward. That's good. Now, this is something that you learn from going into Ancestry.com and looking at old records. I had a relative who served in the Revolutionary War, and he got a pension for serving in the Revolutionary War. He was wounded. Now, didn't have to be wounded to get a pension. So in this case, Mr. Miller did file a claim for a pension, but not a court case. As soon as the hearing officer saw the bullet hole in his forehead, he said, here. He signed the paper and gave it to him immediately. So, Denise, you are correct. It is no case. And, Todd, you are correct that Mr. Old Jake Miller won. He got his pension just by applying, and there was some question about that. So you can figure. I'm going to give both of you 4 points because I'm feeling generous today.
Okay,
that's okay with you.
So it did. So if I had said no case,
yep,
I would have been in the exact same spot as I am right now.
Yeah, you could have been anything.
Either way, we both picked up 4 points on Fred.
And that is for now, case or no case. Now, to Radio Law Talk with Todd and Denise.
Okay, all right. Denise, do you drink coffee?
Yes.
Cal, you are not a coffee drinker.
Never have.
Okay. All right. I have drunk coffee in the past, and you know, just wasn't really an acquired taste, a little too bitter for me. I like my caffeine cold and usually with the
bubbles
and something that rhymes with Diet Coke. I don't know, Diet Coke. And but so in coffee, have you ever tasted a cup of coffee that was so bad that rather than talk to the person that made it or do anything else, you decided to get chlorine test strips for your swimming pool and use that to test the integrity of the coffee? And ever had that happen to you, Denise?
No.
I mean, I shouldn't laugh because this is a serious case. There's a person being charged with attempted murder. An Arizona woman was arrested recently and is charged with attempted murder because, as her husband reported, the investigation shows, as alleged, they're alleging that she was pouring chlorine or putting chlorine, bleach, things like that, in his coffee.
Wouldn't that turn it white?
Well, you know, you would think.
Yeah.
But you know, that's not the whole story. follow me on this one. I mean, first of all, and I know sometimes this happens, but it's the couple was getting a divorce, but they were still living together. All right, which
I don't get that.
I don't get that, but you know that's what they were doing. They were still living together, and they were stationed. He's in the military. They were stationed in Germany, okay. And he starts drinking his coffee, and it tastes nasty. And he gets the test strips, and he thinks there's chlorine in it, but he doesn't report it to authorities because, as he said, I didn't want to have this thing prosecuted in Europe.
Oh.
So they waited until he waits until he gets shipped back to Arizona, and then he puts a camcorder and records what he believes is his wife pouring bleach in his coffee, gives it to the cops. What do the cops do?
Can we taste it?
They say that's not enough evidence because we can't see that it's bleach that she's pouring in your coffee. So he's got to put himself at harm again.
I mean, they turned him down. Rather than get involved and helping with the investigation, bring us back some more. When we come back, again, I shouldn't laugh, but when we come back, we'll finish this one up, and then we got other stories to get to. Oklahoma man wrongfully named in a $60 million lawsuit. Wait till you hear how easily this could have been avoided if somebody had just used, I don't know, spell check?
All right, lots more coming up on Radio Law Talk on this great local radio station where you're listening or on RadioLawTalk.com. We're kind of fond of that, too. So stay tuned as the big broadcast continues after this. Announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick 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 Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Up inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. You're happy. Get yourself. Come on.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-721-4869. 800-721-4869. That's 800-721-4869.
News update.
If you remain in the roadway and refuse to utilize the sidewalk, you will be placed under arrest and charged with disorderly conduct.
As the war against Hamas terrorists rages on in the Middle East, thousands of anti-Israeli protesters flooding the streets of New York City Friday night, attempting to enter Grand Central Station again, but police blocking it off, several demonstrators arrested. Looking ahead now to next week, President Biden scheduled to meet with the President of China here in the United States. States.
President Biden is scheduled to hold a meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in San Francisco next week. The meeting set to take place on the sidelines of a CEO summit during which Xi Jinping is anticipated to address prominent American business executives. Xi will be speaking to business leaders during a period of heightened tension in U.S.-China relations.
That's John Schaefer reporting, and I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake.
Be sure and tell them Large Marge sent ya.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
So, finishing up on this story about the Arizona woman who was arrested for allegedly pouring chlorine in her husband's coffee. She's arrested for and being charged with attempted murder. The story is just, so to recap, it starts in Germany where he's stationed, and he tastes the coffee, he gets the chlorine strips, checks the coffee that tastes nasty, comes back positive for having the presence of chlorine. And then the documents that were court filings stated that the husband continued faking drinking the coffee while still in Germany because he wanted to wait till he got back to the United States. So, because he didn't want his wife prosecuted or soon to be ex-wife prosecuted in Europe. Now, this reminded me. Do you remember, Cal, maybe you remember, Denise, do you remember those old commercials for Uban coffee?
Yes.
They'd be at the restaurant, and the server would come around and say, "Would you like a second cup of coffee, sir?" And the wife says, "Oh, no, Jim never. He never has a second cup of coffee." He says, "Actually, I'd like some." And she thinks, "Jim never has a second cup of coffee at home." And then it's all about Uban coffee. You know, he's got a fake drink in the cup of coffee. You know, "My husband never has a second cup of coffee at home." Yes, because you're putting bleach in it. That's why.
It's not coffee. It's chlorine.
It's chlorine. Well, they get back to the United States. What was it? He sets up a camera. They go ahead and he gets what he thinks is video evidence of his wife putting bleach in his coffee. Takes it to the cops. What did they say? Denise, what did they tell him?
They told him, "It's not enough. We can't see that she's putting chlorine. We can't see what it is she's putting in her coffee."
Yeah, we can't read the word bleach. I mean, for all we know, it says bleach or leech or each. I don't know. So he has to get a better camera angle. He does. They're able to do that. The police come over, and they test the coffee maker, find bleach and chlorine in the coffee maker. She wasn't just pouring it in the coffee, allegedly. She was pouring bleach in the coffee maker and letting it percolate through.
Wow. The state that brought you Jody Arians now brings you the bleach coffee killeress.
So come to find out also, she had just purchased, what was it, a $250,000 home in, or she was released on $250,000 bond, and the high bail amount was requested because she had just purchased a home in the Philippines. So look, for those of you wondering about red flags in relationships, let me let's go ahead and keep score here. And Denise, you might run into this with family law cases where they come in. You know, if you ever have a client come in and say, "Look, I think I need a divorce. Why? I don't know. The coffee tasted like bleach. I have video of her putting bleach, and she just purchased a home in another country. I'm thinking the relationship might be on the outs." You know, and she's charged with attempted murder.
Yeah, I think if that had happened in Germany, that it would go through the marshal clerks or whatever it is, right?
It
would not have been prosecuted by German officials. It would have been processed by
military court. Okay.
So yeah. I think he wanted to avoid that.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe he was worried that in Germany they this tastes good to us. Don't know what you're talking about.
How does do the Philippines have an extradition treaty with us?
I don't.
Yes.
They do. That's right. I know they do because we did the hitman case a couple of weeks ago where they were in the Philippines.
But they don't. They're not members of the Hague Convention for children. They're not there,
yeah.
But they are that we do have an extradition treaty with them.
But because of the bail amount, and when you have that bail amount, you have to surrender passports and everything like that. She couldn't make it to the Philippines. She's stuck where she's at, unless she absconds. But that's the case. Denise, moving on. We had to. You showed me one there that you wanted to do. It was the
it's like attempted murder stuff.
Yes.
I mean, I just sometimes people are so strange. So there is a person who is a very famous singer. She's a rapper actually. I think that's what you would have to characterize her as, a rapper. But her name is Megan Thee Stallion, right?
Yes.
And she had a boyfriend. He was a Canadian rapper, and he shot her in the foot. This is no joke. I think he missed badly. And, you know, for some reason, I think sometimes to get street cred, you know, certain types of musicians, they do things that are illegal to get some street cred, right?
It's also like a scene out of Gunsmoke, where bad guys would occasionally tell a good guy, go ahead and dance, right? Or was it in Goodfellas where what's his name got shot in the feet as well?
Yeah, Spider, the server, got shot in the foot. By the way, this Megan Thee Stallion.
Right.
Okay, so do you remember during the pandemic when we were all home and half the country is watching videos on TikTok and all of these ones, and there was one song where the lyrics are, "I'm a savage, ratchet, bougie, you know, classy, bougie." That is Megan Thee Stallion. She's the artist that recorded that.
Music was used for a lot of different TikTokers, right?
It was kind of
a background music.
That was the TikTok dance that, you know, everybody wanted to, but me. I didn't do it. But that was the dance that everybody was, I think Cal uploaded like 10 videos of.
I have, and they got 4 views.
Yes, yes. And so what happened? She gets...
she gets shot in the foot. Luckily, it was just in the foot. And the rapper, Tony Lanez, he has been sentenced to 10 years for shooting her in the foot. Now, he did apologize. He said he was very, very sorry. And he did look like he was you know, taking responsibility for his own actions. But he's going to jail because of what he did.
Here's the thing about his apology. I don't know what sort of a criminal record he has, and I know his attorneys were trying to push for probation. And oftentimes you'll get probation if you don't have much of a criminal record and things like that. But his conduct, the apologies at sentencing notwithstanding, his conduct after the incident was absolutely deplorable. I mean, this happened in the summer of 2020, which, by the way, was probably at the height of her popularity with that song being played all over
on TikTok,
right?
Yeah.
And he had gone to a party with her, I believe, at one of the Kardashians' house, Kylie Jenner's house. And this incident happened as they were leaving that party. And there was a question about it wasn't reported immediately. And then it was finally reported to the authorities. Well, Lana has released an album in like September or October of 2020, 10 songs on the album, and almost every one of the songs had some reference to how the shooting never happened, and
right.
How can she, well, like one of the lyrics was, how could she claim she was shot when no bones or tendons were affected or anything like that? There were attempts to show from folks to show that she was lying, and she was just mercilessly harassed.
Wow.
And harangued.
On the social media.
Yes.
Yeah, and it was bad. And you know what? He didn't just shoot her once. He said to her, get up and dance. Let's see you dance. He shot 5 times. Now, that is very, very, very reckless.
Was she struck by 5 bullets?
Only once. That's why I said she was very lucky.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah.
It's one thing to paint this picture before a judge at the time of sentencing about how contrite you are and how you're a great father and all this, but the judge and the prosecution came back and said, well, let's look at everything. The prosecution was essentially arguing, these are crocodile tears, because the true measure of the man, of the person, is the way he acted after the incident when he knew what he had done and was calling her a liar for 6 months before he was charged, and then all of that. So,
really, I agree with that too.
So he's going to go away. These will also be offenses that will qualify as strikes under California law, and he'll have to deal with that moving forward. When we come back after this break, we're going to talk about an Oklahoma man who wakes up one morning, finds out he's a main player being sued for $60 million.
Wow.
Yikes.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk with Todd Koonin and Denise Dirk. Stay tuned, because the big broadcast will continue in just a little bit.
That ain't no reason to stop. People saying that I've hit rock bottom. Just because I'm living on the...
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
You know, I'm really trying to figure out. You always wonder what's going on in somebody's life or what they're thinking about. By the little things, you know, little things that they say. And I'm really trying to read the tea leaves here for Cal by listening to the different sound bites that we've had coming back. Because I've heard that every time I'm out, I think about they drag me back in. The Godfather. What was that one? I am a human being.
The Elephant Man.
The Elephant Man. And I'm just Cal, are you doing okay? Okay. I think that about says it all.
All right. No. All is well.
Okay. All right. Just checking, you know.
The next quote's going to be, I killed them all.
Actually, the next one I have was, I see dead people. But anyway, that's enough.
Red rum.
Rosebud.
Yeah, and then he'll catch you, he'll get himself, and you know, we'll get roses and lollipops and, you know, oh, yeah, we're back to the facade. Okay, Cal. Okay. So. How would you feel, Denise? You're in business for yourself. You have your own law office. Very successful business person. How would you feel if, when you first hung out your own shingle, when you first went into business, you just, you know, you know, all right, hitting the ground running, waiting for the phone to ring, when the clients are going to come in. And one of the first things that you get coming through the door is you're served with a $60 million lawsuit.
This is no fun.
Yeah, a $60 million lawsuit. And you're like, I haven't even been in business for 6 months. How did that happen? You know?
That would freak me out.
Yeah, that would be that would be interesting dinner conversation. How to go to work? How to go to work today, dear? Well, the P&L statement took a hit. So, Oklahoma City, a one-man company. So this is an individual in Kingfisher, Oklahoma, is recovering after being wrongfully sued for $60 million. So what happened was, he opened a company, and the company is called Red Dirt Electric. That's the name of his company, Red Dirt Electric. Well, there was another company out there called Red Dirt Construction. And they were being sued. Red Dirt Construction had been in business for a while. They were being sued because of environmental effects and all the stuff that went on with this construction company. And somebody apparently thought, look, two of the three words are the same. Let's just go ahead and sue this guy. Instead, he sued Red Dirt Electric. And here's the irony of this. The cause of action, the conduct that led to the lawsuit, occurred before Red Dirt Electric was even formed as a company and became a business entity. And so here this guy gets sued. He sees in there the dates of the allegations, and he's trying to get somebody on the horn to say, hey, you got the wrong guy. I wasn't even in business when this stuff happened, let alone did I do any of that stuff. And what was it, an easy thing for him to get this lawsuit dismissed? No, it took a while.
I wonder how much it cost.
It's expensive. Was it in federal court?
I believe so.
Yeah,
wow.
I think so, too, which is really difficult.
Okay, but don't you think Red Dirt and Oklahoma, would that not be one of those things that you could not patent or copyright? I mean, Red Dirt is Oklahoma, is it not?
Well,
I mean, the Red River Valley, I mean...
No, we have Red Dirt in Oregon.
No, but I'm saying if it's a ubiquitous name for a lot of the businesses in Oklahoma, is my thinking, because it's so common.
Oh, you're talking about...
That was if they were getting mistaken for each other's, copyright infringement or something.
Right.
Yeah, but this case was different. It was like a whole mistaken identity of an entity that was sued for $60 million.
Wow.
And what happens when you're sued for $60 million, and if you are the defendant and you get that suit dismissed... What happens?
Reputation recovery, right?
Well, there's reputation recovery. You get that, but what are you thinking, Denise?
Well, I'm thinking you're going to get your attorney fees.
Absolutely.
Ooh. Yeah, so you're going to recoup some money for your damages, which is the attorney fees you've had to expend in the matter to get the dismissal.
Yeah, you know, and look, I get that you have to hire an attorney, you have to go in there, but you'd hope that this would be something where you could say, go to the entity that sued you and just go and say, look, this is not me. Let me show you the articles of incorporation that I have here. This is what I founded. This is what I do. I was not responsible for this fire. I was not responsible for this thing that happened. And,
And you would think if this new business, you know, may have a cause of action for defamation of character or something to that effect. But no, it's a new business. Any kind of damages they could show for that would be entirely speculative.
Yeah.
So the only thing they could really do is recover their attorney fees.
So it's one of those things where you're out. Now, obviously, there are some that would argue that any publicity is good publicity. which, I don't know, I think Subway Sandwich might have a bone to pick with that. With that argument. Let's see, they're not foot long.
They have a foot in the steak.
Yeah. And the whole Jared thing. Yeah,
yeah, look, it's not tuna, it's not a foot long, and then there's Jared.
Yeah.
You know, I'm telling you, I still maintain whoever is doing Subway's marketing, the fact that they are still on the map and a viable concern and people still eat there, those marketing folks are worth their weight in gold because they've had a lot of stuff to overcome, right?
Right.
And, yikes. I mean, of course, with regard to the $5 footlong, they might have been the ones that started that. In the sense that, well, I don't know, before we do this ad slogan, does somebody actually want to go out there and measure the...
Nah,
it's close enough.
No, we'll have lettuce hanging over.
Well, yeah.
They should have gone back. Let's go Old Testament. We'll call it a one cubit, a $5 cubit. That's what it is. What's a cubit? I don't know.
They should have just called it a meter sandwich.
Nobody would have known then.
Yeah.
Exactly.
we can't sell these at all in the United States. Are you measuring from the base of the sandwich? What's
how does that work?
How does that work? But,
doctor, I got a short sandwich. No, I mean...
Somebody
said that. Hey, lawyer, I got a short sandwich. And the lawyer goes, you know, I think there's some money in that. Isn't that kind of odd?
Yeah, what's it like? You get that phone call. The intake person goes in, you know, the receptionist calls back to the managing partner. The attorney is doing intake for the day. Yeah, I got a call. All right, what's the nature of the call? Well, I got a guy on the phone here that says he went to Subway Sandwiches. And bought a foot long, and when he got home and measured it, it was only 11 and a half inches long. Now, what's the reaction of the attorney when they hear that? Is it like, oh, finally,
no,
I'll be able to retire.
It was Shaq. Shaq heard they had a foot long sandwich, and he puts it up to his foot and goes, no, it's not.
Can't you see the lawyer in Seinfeld? You got a case.
You got a case. What is Subway? Free Subway sandwiches for your life. Done. Oh, what happened to my case? Oh, my gosh. Oh, we're going off the rails here. So the Oklahoma guy, he gets the case tossed, and somehow we went from Oklahoma red dirt to Subway sandwiches, probably because I didn't have breakfast this morning. So, all right. So with that, we're coming up on our first hours in the books here. And when we come back after the top of the hour, we got FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried. Well, let's just put it this way. He's Bankman, not Fried anymore. We got a Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie update. UFC's getting sued. Triplets go to jury selection. And a hot sauce maker is being sued for misleading the public, allegedly. All that and more when we come back on Radio Law Talk. Thanks for joining us.
I'll go and grab you a Subway during the break. Stay tuned as there's more Radio Law Talk coming up right here, wherever you're listening, whether it's your favorite local radio station or on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be right back at 6 minutes after the next hour. We'll see you next time.
RadioLawTalk.com.
Radio Law Talk can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific Time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Everyone around me seemed to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.